Watchmaking, knowledge transmission, and what gets lost when communities stop caring. A CBC piece on Canada's only watchmaking school, 80 years running in Montreal, surfaced in the closing discussion as a counterpoint to the week's security and surveillance anxieties. The school's longevity prompted a Hacker News comment thread with an unusual quality. Software and hardware engineers being genuinely moved by the idea of craft knowledge transmitted person to person across generations. The episode prompted reflection on which skills are worth preserving, not because they are economically dominant, but because they represent a form of human knowledge that is easily lost and very difficult to reconstruct once gone. The theme connected to several other stories across the day, the SICP lectures, the home-built GPU, the Cambridge Floppy Disk Preservation Guide, the EVEVE Online Engine Release, each of which, in different registers, represents someone deciding that understanding or preserving a form of knowledge matters more than the immediate practical payoff. The developer community's response to those stories, measured in upvotes and comment quality, suggests the sentiment is broadly shared. The accumulation of specialized knowledge, passed down through institutions and communities, is worth protecting as an end in itself. The broadcast closed with a correction to a prior episode's claim that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, an error acknowledged without hedging. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and hundreds of miles from any territory Ukraine controls. The correction stands as a reminder that geographic specificity is a discipline, not a detail, and that the standards applied to factual claims should be as rigorous in correction as in original reporting.